own is broken. It continues to break. The light in the abyss is brighter. Pastel, gossamer mists rise like the questing tentacles of a sea anemone. There is color. There is life of a sort. There is light. There is death. The crow shrieks out its pained outrage and dies. Death will find a way. Darkness will find a way inside. Darkness always comes. Chapter 70. It took me a while to realize that the shaking was neither imaginary nor metaphorical. The earth was shaking. This was a genuine, badass earthquake, as nasty as the one that had destroyed Kialune and much of the Shadowlands back before we headed south. Panic filled the air of the ghost world, apparently a divine panic on Kina's part. Her stink took on a whole new air. Whoever heard of a god being scared? Fireballs continued to scar the night. I watched Lady and her people stagger around as they collected Sing and Longshadow. They were extremely careful with both. Lady knew just how dangerous each could be. She'd been both in her time. She wanted to hurl some special farewell after her sister, but before she could get a spell woven, an aftershock rattled the fortress. Pieces began to fall off the battered tower. Lady decided it might be an opportune time to head downstairs and get out to ground where things were less likely to fall on her. I decided it would be a good time to get back out and talk to Croker. Then I recalled that I wasn't riding Smoke now, so I didn't have that kind of control. I could not force myself awake. I decided to stick with Soulcatcher and her companions. It would be useful to know where she settled down to regain control enough to surround herself in mists and repulsions again. For a second, as I went over the lip of the tower into the abyss of night, I thought I felt Smoke whiningly trying to shy away from the tower. Maybe I was getting too accustomed to being close to that little chicken shit. The smell of Kina grew stronger, faded, grew stronger, as though the goddess was hunting blindly. Her anger never abated. Soulcatcher managed to nag Howler awake enough to lend a hand keeping the carpet aloft. As soon as he had half his wits collected, they began bickering. They must have gotten loud because the fireballs began streaking much closer. Those things had a power that extended beyond the mortal plane, that was sure. I found out the hard way by giving in to a childish temptation. I allowed one to go zipping through what roughly was my body space. The pain was terrible. I felt what the shadows must feel when hit. But the fireball did not attach itself to me the way it did the shadows, though its momentum did drop dramatically enough for me to notice even in my agony. I was not going to pull that damn fool trick again. Catcher and Howler almost evaded me after I began to watch the fireballs too closely. But those that darted up after Howler's racket kept her trail warm. She was heading for that same canyon where she had holed up all winter. It was unlikely that she would stay there long, though. We knew where it was. I caught up. I could make some time out there when I concentrated. Maybe I got too close. Soulcatcher seemed suddenly to realize that she was being watched. She stopped the carpet and spun it around. Even in the darkness, I could feel